The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, Text Number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 8, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Your Lordship is my only means of getting out of this darkest region of ignorance, because you are my transcendental eye, which, by your mercy only, I have attained after many, many births.
Tasya tam tamasa andasya dusparasya adya paragam satchaksu janmanamanti labdhang me tad anugraha. So, satchaksu, to see oneself and to see God, it is not very easy. Janmanamante, bhavanam janmanamante, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Gyanavan, the so-called learned scholars, so-called Vedantists, one who is actual Vedanta, knower of Vedanta, he understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, because Veda means knowledge, and Anta, the last phase. Knowledge, there are different types of knowledge. Ordinary knowledge, as we are now interested for economic benefit, that is not actual knowledge. This is art of livelihood. That is not knowledge. Suppose you are a very big engineer and another man is ordinary electric mistri. The qualification is the same. Earning livelihood by some art. If there is some wrong in the electric line, I cannot repair it, I call one mistri. He knows the art, he immediately revives the electric current. So, this sort of knowledge is called shilpa, shilpa gyan, artistic knowledge, that is not knowledge. Real knowledge is Vedic knowledge, Vedanta knowledge. To know oneself, what I am, what is God, Bhagavan, what is my relation with Him, and what is my duty, and what is the ultimate goal of life. This is knowledge. Etat jnanam, tat ajnanam anyatha yatha. Krishna says, this is jnanam. Khetra khetra jnanam jnanam. If one can understand oneself and the Supreme Self and what is this material world, why we have come here, what is my relation with God, with what is my relation with this world, this is knowledge. They are called Gyanavan. Gyanavan, they are searching after knowledge. Kiyami kano mare jape tapatra. This knowledge begins inquisitiveness. Athata brahma jigyasa. Just like Sanatana Goswami went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was minister, very big minister of Bengal, Nawab Hussain Shah's government. He left everything, he resigned from the post and became follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, when he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi, at that time he placed this question, that kiyami kano mare jape tapotra. This is the inquisitiveness, knowledge. Tapatra. Tapatra means three kinds of miserable condition. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidvaitik. We are suffering always. Atma means body and mind, even soul, but soul is aloof from body and mind, but he is absorbed on account of material contamination. The soul feels the pains and pleasure of mind and body on account of contact. So, this is called adhyatma. And adhibhautik, pains given by other living entities. Even if you sit down silently, without any cares, still the mosquito will come and bite you. Or the bugs will come and bite you at night. And there are other dogs and cats, and envious persons, serpents, so many enemies. Even if you want to remain peaceful, the other living entities will not allow you to remain peaceful. This is material existence. You have got this body, from the body you'll have to suffer. At least you have to suffer shitoshna. When it is scorching heat, you'll have to suffer. Why you are running on this fan? Because you are feeling heat extraordinary. Therefore he invented this fan or mosquito curtain. Just struggle. This is called adhi bhautik. Then adhi daivik. If there is no rain, there will no food production, and the rice will go 8 rupees per kilo, and you have to suffer. Durbhiksha. Even people are not willing to give you bhiksha, because the rice is so costly, how can I give? That is called durbhiksha. Durbhiksha means when you do not get even bhiksha. This is the most lowest profession. It is highest also. The sannyasi, they go door to door, bhiksha. Brahmachari, go to door. Our Vedic civilization is that in the society there are 4 divisions. The brahmachari, the grihastha, the vanaprastha, and the sannyasi. Suppose there are 100 men in a village or in a place. The society is divided into 4 ashramas. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha. So, this is a material calculation. Suppose if there are 100 men, 75 men are to be considered brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasi. So, these 75 men will live at the cost of the 25 men grihastha. Grihastha has to give alms to the brahmachari, to the vanaprastha and to the sannyasi. Just see how nice communism. The 125% group, they are earning and they are maintaining 75 men. So, they are living by bhiksha. Brahmachari will go door to door, mother give me alms, they will give. The sannyasi will go. So when this bhiksha will not be available, that is called durbhiksha. Famine. This is adhibhautik. Adhidaivik. You have no control. That is coming gradually. The more people are becoming godless, the more there will be scarcity of food. Because nature is the servant of Krishna. Krishna says, Mama Maya. The nature is the maid servant. Nature is mother goddess Durga, material nature. But she is not independent. In the Brahma Samhita it is stated, Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shaktirika chaiva jasya bhuvanani vibharti Durga. Durga, Mother Durga is so powerful that she can create srishti sthiti. She can maintain maintenance also in her power. So, because she is the maid servant of Krishna, chaiva jasya bhuvanani vibharti Durga. Durga vibharti, maintains. But it was like chaya. Icchānu rupamapi jasyacha cheshtate sa govindamādi purisam tamāṁ bhajāṁ. She is not independent. She works under the direction of Govinda. And Govinda says also in the Bhagavad Gita, maya dhakṣena prakriti suyate sa charācaraṁ. Under my order. So prakriti will be unkind. As you have seen, the Mother Durga is chastising the asura on the chest, the trident trishul. It's piercing. Why? Because he is asura. Asura means non-devotee. The asura. Sura and asura. There are two kinds of man. Daiva asura evacha. Dau bhutasargau loke daiva asura evacha. There are two kinds of man in the world. One is called daiva, devata, demigods. And the other is called asura. You have heard about the devata and asura. There is always fight. Daiva asura. So who is asura and who is deva? Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, they are devata. Asurastha viparjaya, and those who are not devotees of Vishnu, but other demigods, even if he is devotee of Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, he is to be considered as asura. Just like Ravan. Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but he is considered as asura, rakshasa. Nobody gives him credit. You have got seen the Ramalila. Ravan is insulted. But he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. You know that. Why is he insulted? Because he was not a Vaishnava. He was against Ramachandra. Therefore he is asura. When he was in danger, when Ramachandra was in his prone to kill him, so he began to offer his prayer, Ravana, please come and protect me. He knew that I cannot be saved from the arrow of Lord Ramchandra. That he knew very well. Therefore he was praying to Lord Shiva, please come and save me. But Lord Shiva could not come and save. Parvati was requesting him, you are such a great devotee, he is in danger, and he is praying for protection. Are you not going? And Lord Shiva said, what shall I do? I cannot give him protection. Therefore, the simple word is, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. If Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can give protection. It is not possible. And if Krishna wants to protect somebody, nobody can kill him. This is it. So, asura and deva, there are two kinds of man. Vishnu bhakta bhavet deva, asurastad bhavet. This is Vedic injunction. Om tadmin rigved mantra. Om tadmishnu om paramam padam sadapashanti surayo. Then, this is the Vedic mantra. Surayo, those who are learned, advanced people, they look forward for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. So this Vishnu Bhakta, here it is said, tasya tam tamasa andhasya dusparasya adya paragam. If you want to get relief from this Dusparasya, Annasya. We have already tried to understand that this material world is Andha, Andhakar. It is simply dark, and that's the, now it is dark, because the sun is not visible. It is just on the opposite side of the sun. Therefore, we are in darkness. Actually, the position of this material world is darkness. Just like here is now electric light. If the somewhere or other the current is off, it will be dark. Everyone knows it. We require artificial light because it is darkness. So Krishna has given this artificial light both day and night. In the day there is sunshine and there is moonshine at night. Because without light you cannot work. Without, you are very much proud of your eyes. Can you show me God? So the answer will be, have you got the eyes to see God? You rascal, you want to see God. Have you got the eyes to see God? No, sir. Then why you want to see God? God can be seen in a different way. God can be seen premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. When you will be devotee, lover of God, then by that ointment your eyes will be cleared and you will be seeing God. Now here is God. Krishna, here is God. Why the people in Bombay, they are challenging, can you show me God, they do not come here? Because they have no love. A few devotees here, they understand that here is God. They can see, here is God. The rascals, they cannot see God. See, even though he has got eyes, he cannot see God. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yugumāyā samāvṛta. So, to see God, you have to make your eyes clean. Just like with cataractic eyes, you cannot see anything. Everything is dark. But if you have operation, the cataract is taken away, then you can see. Similarly, with these eyes, these material eyes, you cannot see God. Not only you see God, you cannot understand Him. Although His name is there. Atasya Krishna Namadi. Namadi. To understand God means to understand first of all His name. Namadi. Therefore, from the beginning with Nam, there was Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Krishna Mantra means the name of God. God is not different from His name, absolute. Krishna and the Krishna person is the same. I have already explained that absolute means Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's place, Krishna's dress, Krishna's throne, Krishna's prasadam, everything Krishna. They are not different. Advaigan. So, Krishna is there in the name, in the form. But because we have no love for Him, we cannot see. Premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva ridayesu vilokayanta. Those who have developed God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, love for God, unless they have got love for God, why they have sacrificed their life for Krishna? They could earn, they know how to earn money in America. And there is money also. Here, even if I know how to earn money, there is no money. But America is not like that. You can earn money like anything. Like anything. I went to America at 40 rupees. Now I have got more than 40 lakhs. Yes, this fact. American poverty, it is not 40 lakhs, 40 crores. So it is not a joke. If you want to earn money, and if you have got little brain, you can earn money in America like anything. That's a fact. Because the bank is canvassing. You want money? No. Here, if I want some money in business, I have to flatter so many men. Please give me money, please give me money. But in America, the bank is canvassing. For this business purpose, you want money? Take money. That facility is there. Therefore, anyone who wants money to do something, the money is immediately supplied. If you want to purchase one house, 1 lakh worth, in America you cannot get any house with 1 lakh. At least 4 lakhs, 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs. So if you have got 10,000 rupees in your pocket, you can purchase that 1 lakh worth house immediately. You give 10,000 rupees down payment and the bank will pay 90,000 and gradually take it. So there is so much facility that you can earn money. So the country is so like that. There is no economic problem. There is no poverty. Nobody is poverty-stricken. So these people, these boys and girls, American, they have not joined me on account of empty belly. No. They have not joined me. Their belly is filled up. Not only that, they can send money for filling up your belly. They are sending money, actually. Just today I have got received information from the American Express. We have got 8-9 lakhs of rupees for spending here. So you don't think that I am spending money from taking collection from here. No. My money is coming from America. You go to the American Express. Whatever we are spending, lakhs and lakhs of rupees here in Bombay, in Mayapur, in other places, I am getting contribution from there. This is a fact. So, still it is darkness. It is darkness that this world, unless you get information, this money will not save you unless you get information of Krishna. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bhunam Janmanam Ante. Here it is also said like that. Tasatam tamasa andhasya dusparasya paragam satchaksu janmanam ante. Janmanam ante. Janmanam. Janma is singular number. And janmanam is plural number. Many, many janma. Many, many births. We are spoiling in this darkness. We do not know that. The university education is blind, andha. They cannot give you this information that we are going to the university, you are spoiling our time, simply. Spoiling, actually spoiling. What university education? They give some technical education, that silpa vidya, to earn money and eat and sleep and have sex life and die. This is the education. This education is described here that dusparasya. Andhasya dusparas. This kind of education will not help us because our sufferings are different. Janma mitya jarabhyadhi, dukkha dosana darsana. So this Sanatana Goswami I was speaking to you, he was minister. He had enough money. When he returned, he came to home bringing money with him. One big boat full with golden coins. Just imagine. Big, big coins in those days. Asrafi. It is. At that time it was 80 rupees worth. Now there is no gold. Where is Asrafi? It is paper only. 1 rupee note. So Sanatana Goswami, in those days, even then we have seen in our childhood in India, there was gold coins available, any number you want. People used to purchase this guinea gold for making ornament. We have seen it. There is no, now you cannot get this guinea gold. So that is all finished. So, Sanatana Goswami was a very rich man. Still, he is asking Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, Gramma Babahare Kahoe Pandit Satya Karimani. These foolish villagers, all my neighbor men, they call me Panditji. He was Brahmin. Actually, he was Panditji. You know, in India, the Brahmin is addressed as Pandit. Because a Brahmin is expected to become very learned. A foolish man, he cannot be a Brahmin. Learned means Vedic knowledge. Vedopathat bhavit vipra. How one becomes Brahmin? By studying thoroughly the Vedic literature. Vedopathat bhavit vipra. Brahma janati iti brahmano. By reading the Vedic literature, when one can understand Brahma, he realizes himself, aham brahmasmi, then he becomes Brahman. Therefore, a Brahman means naturally Pandit. But nowadays, simple by birth, that is another thing. But Sanatana Goswami was a great learned scholar in Urdu, Farsi, Sanskrit. And he was a very rich man, minister, everything honorable, coming of a very respectable aristocratic family, Saraswat Brahman. But he still, he says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Gramma Babahare Kahaya Pandit Satya Karimani. These my neighborhood men, they call me Panditji, and I am very much satisfied that I am Pandit. Why you are dissatisfied? Now he says, Aponar hitahit kisu nahi jani. I am such a Pandit that I do not know what is the goal of my life and what is real benefit for me. I am such a Pandit. That means I am murkha. I do not know my own self-interest. I am simply being carried away by the sense gratificatory means. Therefore he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get some gold or some medicine for curing some disease. As people go, Bhagavan, and Bhagavan will give me some gold. Bhagavan, if you want to have gold, you can have, you can get a gold mine and get as much as you like. Why you should go to a Bhagavan? So, but they do not know. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple, this Sanatana Goswami, he had enough gold, but he was not satisfied. He went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Take from him, Aponar hitahit kichu nahi jani. I do not know actually what is my self-interest. You please tell me. This is the real approach of Guru. So I have got you after many, many births. I have got your contact. Kindly enlighten me because I am thinking I am very learned, I am very rich, but actually I do not know my self-interest. I have therefore come to you. So here also, Devahuti, the same principle, she says, Tasatang tamasu andasya dusparasya adya paragam satsaksu janmanamante. My dear Kapila, you have come as my son, but you are my guru. You are guru because you can give me information how I can cross over the nuisance of darkness of this material. So, the one who is feeling the necessity of going across the dark nuisance of material existence, he requires a guru, not for curing some disease or getting a little portion of gold. That does not require that one should go to guru. Guru is required for home, just like devas or Sanatana Goswami. Those who are into Athato Brahma Jigyasa, those who are interested in the matter of Brahma. Tasmat Gurum Prabhadita Jigyasu Sri Uttamam. If one is interested to understand things which is beyond this darkness, he requires a guru. To keep guru is not a fashion, just like you keep a dog or a cat as a fashion. So things should not be done like that. I have got a guru. I don't care for him, that's all. I give him some money, therefore he must be my servant. That kind of keeping guru is no use. Dusparasya. Dusparasya. This material world is dusparasya. Very, very difficult to cross over it. Therefore, unless one understands what is God, what is Krishna, what is his position, where does he live, why our relations should be revived, then he is in darkness. He is darkness. But one can be enlightened by the mercy of God, because Krishna comes in himself to inform. He sends his devotee door to door. He leaves behind him Bhagavad Gita, but you are so foolish, we do not take advantage of. We do not take advantage of Bhagavad Gita, we do not take advantage of his devotee, who are hankering after giving this knowledge, sacrificing everything. But we are so stubborn, dogs of obstinacy, that we will not take advantage of that. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaye paye bhakti lata bij. Bhakti lata bij, the seed of devotion and service, is gotten by the most fortunate person. So those who are cultivating bhakti in this institution, they are the most fortunate person in the world. It is said, satchaksu janmanamante. This knowledge, this clue of bhakti-lata is not so easily available. How it is available? It is labdhaṁ me tadanugraha. By your mercy. By Krishna's mercy, you can get the bhakti-lata bij. Not ordinarily. Jeshaṁ antagataṁ papam. Jananang punna karmanam ti danda mahonin mukta bhajanti mangadiraprata. Unless you are free from the reaction of all sinful life, you cannot understand what is bhakti, what is Bhagavan. Therefore, punna karmanam, jananam punna karmanam, we should act piously. Piously means we must first of all give up impious activities, illicit sex life, meat eating, drinking and gambling. And these things are Krishna consciousness movement means training people to become pious to understand Krishna and make his life successful. Thank you very much.